A few minutes later, he had calmed himself down to a reasonable anger level. There was some kernel of truth to what Fisher had said, but it still hurt to be kicked off the team. And the way he saw it, he had two choices. Accept Fisher's decision and give up the lifestyle altogether, or do a little repositioning of his own. The first call he made was to Dylan. That was more than 10 minutes, Dylan said. Kevin made his decision while he spoke. Dylan, Fisher's breaking away and taking most of the team with him. We have a choice. We can either give up Blackjack or form our own team. I know you and Jill have been going through some problems, and I know some of it's related to our lifestyle, but I'd still like to give it a shot. I guess I'm asking, are you with me? Dylan didn't wait to answer. I never liked Fisher that much anyway. He's a controlling meathead. I can't speak for Jill, but I think she'll pitch in. She likes the life too much to give it up altogether. What about the others? Kevin thought about it for a moment. Obviously, Martinez and Kiana are with Fisher. Michael and Brian will go with them, too. I never had much of a relationship with any of the others, except Tay, of course. I'll call him right now. Kevin hung up a little more confident. At least he wasn't alone. His team would be small, but it could still be effective. And with Dylan and Jill, there would be more balance. Like Fisher had said, all he and Martinez had was card counting. Kevin wanted card counting to be a choice, not a necessity. He reached Tay on the basement line at the frat house. As usual, there was a sound of a party in the background. "I'm a pretty popular guy tonight," Tay said, his voice slurred. It was the most inebriated Kevin had ever heard him. "First Fisher, then Kiana, now you. I feel like a 900 number. "So you've heard what's been going on?" Kevin asked. "Civil war," Tay said, over the clacking of pool balls and the shouts of drunken college kids. "Revolution, barbarians at the gate, all that crap. I feel like my parents are getting divorced." Kevin laughed. "Listen, Tay, I'm leaving this completely up to you. You know where I stand. We're going to take things a lot slower than the old team. We're not going to push as hard, and we're not going to make as much money. But we're going to have more fun." Tay waited so long to answer, Kevin was worried he had passed out from the alcohol. "I love counting cards," he finally said. "But I don't want to end up turning into Fisher, or even worse, Mickey Rosa. One day I hope to get a job and an apartment and, God willing, a girlfriend. So I'm with you." Kevin hung up the phone, relieved. His squad was still in business. Kevin was curled up in bed, half asleep, when the phone rang again. He answered because there was only one person who it could be. "It shouldn't have gone down like this," Martinez said by way of a greeting. "But you know it was inevitable. MIT chaos theory. Put a bunch of overly intelligent, socially inept people like us together, sooner or later you get chaos." Kevin closed his eyes. Maybe. He couldn't help feeling sad about the team's breakup. It was like a good relationship ending. They had gone through some wild times together. "I never told you why I left MIT, did I?" Kevin opened his eyes. The dark ceiling stared back at him. He waited for Martina to continue. "Because I didn't belong there anyway. I'd already been recruited by Mickey. I knew this was the right life for me. Some people might think I'm wasting my gifts, but I believe this is what I'm supposed to do. I'm a card counter, Kevin." After they said goodbye, Kevin sat there in the dark, thinking about what Martinez had said. It had been an apology of sorts. It had also felt like a challenge. It was the same thing Fisher had asked him, in different language. How much was Kevin willing to sacrifice for the system? How far was he willing to go?